a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants.
If any!
Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, a witch, a wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Welcome to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey, where he talks all things real estate.
Good morning, California comrades. This is your host, Brad Maskey, and Real Talk is where we talk all things real estate. Real Talk is the right side of real estate, and boy, just when you think things couldn't get any crazier, guess what happens? I'm sorry for the intro, but I couldn't help it. Some people may feel, with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that that may be an appropriate feeling, that the Wicked Witch is dead. Yeah, I know, it's not right. We should be sad for the death. We should honor the Supreme Court justice. But if you're a right-to-life person, if you're a Christian, if you're someone who believes that the Constitution should be interpreted as a Constitution, not a living document that could be changed to make new law, then you would not be a Ruth Ginsburg fan. And I'm sorry for those of you that are fans. My mother was a strong and wonderful woman. My mom did lots of things, but my mom did not worship the devil. Now, I don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg worshiped the devil, but I can tell you that this year is going to be absolutely insane. 2020, the one for the record books. And again, California comrades, I have to remind you that this is day 186 in Tulare County of the temporary lockdown to bend the curve. That's right, we were locked down for 14 days to bend the curve to make sure the hospitals weren't overwhelmed. And of course, our hospitals aren't anywhere near overwhelmed 186 days later. In fact, in Tulare County, there are 6 people in ICU right now, yesterday with COVID, and there are 30 other people in the hospital. And our hospitals are operating at about 75% of capacity from all things all told. But we still can't open our businesses. Our children can't go to school in person. We can't be in restaurants. And I just got back from a week in Las Vegas, a week in Lake Tahoe. And sadly, our California fire management has destroyed the air in Lake Tahoe as well as the entire valley and the entire state. From a hotel room in Harvey's, looking out the window, I couldn't see the mountains, nor could I see the lake. Of course, the weather report called it fog, but it didn't smell or taste like fog. It smelled and tasted like a barbecue. I thought maybe I'd get some good bike riding in Lake Tahoe, but it was as hard to bike ride there as it is here in the valley when you're eating dust while you ride. Dust meaning dust from the ashes of the fires burning throughout the state. It was also very interesting to see the tale of two states. Nevada does not have nearly the strong lockdown policy that California has. They have a pretty strict lockdown policy. They are a blue governor state, but not quite as severe as California. And so, you know, COVID knows where the state lines are, because if I was across the state line in South Shore Lake Tahoe, I could eat inside a restaurant in Nevada. But if I crossed over the line into California, I had to eat outside, not allowed to go inside, because that sneaky little virus in California goes inside the restaurants and gets you too. So what does all this have to do with real estate? It has everything to do with real estate. I am going to talk today about what's happening in the markets, about the interest rates, where they're going, where they're going to go in the future. But I can't help but rant on this strange situation we're in. And here's my prediction is, and everyone knows this is going to happen, Trump is going to appoint somebody to the Supreme Court before the election, probably as soon as Monday, and the left is going to go absolutely insane. Their heads are going to explode. And I've read some very, very funny things. And these funny things are that in one left-wing blog post that's read by all of the left-wingers, Vox, and this left-wing blog post, supposedly news, said something to the effect that if we, the Republicans, Trump, try to appoint a Supreme Court justice before the election, that they're going to not use a butter knife this time to stop the nominee from being appointed. They're going to come with guns, bombs, and everything they need. I mean, you read this, and they think that using a butter knife is what they did in the Kavanaugh hearing. That was a butter knife? I mean, they went back to when he was in high school and made accusations. You know the drill, trying to destroy this man. And, of course, Kamala Harris, our own California representative now running for vice president under Biden, was one of the worst. One of the worst at attacking, trying to destroy a person's reputation. I feel sorry for whoever gets appointed to this position, because we're going to find out things about them that they didn't know themselves. Yeah, I know that, because when I ran for public office in Tulare County, the local left-wing press made up stories, took partial truths, and twisted them into the wildest accusations to attack me just for a seat of county supervisor. Nothing as important as a lifetime appointment to the California Supreme Court. So yeah, this is going to be a stranger year yet. Expect rioting, expect things to be burned. Speaking of rioting, things burned, property defaced all over Visalia, probably all over the state. The Trump signs are being written on, torn down, F Trump, BLM, F Trump, you're a bunch of effers. If you have a Trump sign, the loving left is out in full force, telling us we don't have the right to want conservative government. And again, you want to know what will happen if Joe Biden is elected as president and they enact left-wing policies like we've had in California nationwide? Take a look at California to see what's happened. 40 years of bad forest management, and our forests are burning to death. That's right, they're burning to the death of people around them, burning out the houses. And all of the memes on Facebook where they show the fire stopping at the Canadian border and the fire stopping at the border of Mexico are not fake. There are very few fires in Canada, very few. They're very localized, small fires in Canada. Whereas if we look at California, the fires are all over. What was the difference? Even Canada, which is fairly socialist, knows that if they don't maintain their forest, that they'll all burn down. Canada does allow. I'm sorry if you heard dog barking in the background. It's because there was a dog barking in the background. That's the joy of a podcast. And the dog is here to protect me. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Canada knows that if you don't log your forests, if you don't graze your forest, if you don't maintain your forests can't maintain themselves. And so is all of the Californians, early Indians, early settlers of California. We knew we have to take care of our forests, and we didn't. And again, what does all this have to do with real estate? Well, if you own real estate in the foothills of California, if you own real estate anywhere where there's a possible fire, watch out for your fire insurance policy premiums. They are going to be through the roof if you can even get them. Remember that just the last few years, the fires that we had began to greatly impact how much fire insurance you could get and the cost of your fire insurance. We saw policies costing as much as $6,000 to insure a $300,000 home. That was before this round of fires, which is the biggest we've ever had in California, and all the structures that were just burned. So if you own foothill properties, if you can rebuild, look at your fire insurance to skyrocket. Fortunately, as I said before, the house that I built in Shaver Lake and Ockenden Ranch survived the fire. The fire stayed on the other side of 168 till it was past the subdivision downhill from it and then made a little jump. Ockenden also has good fire roads around it. It's been pretty clear. They've been very careful to make fire breaks. But when you have a 40-year accumulation of dead trees and dead limbs and dead stuff in the forest, those fires can jump tremendous distances. So we're going to see that it's going to be harder to build in the mountains. The shortage of houses that was already there will become even greater. And we'll find out, because rural mountain properties have become very popular now that we can work from home during our COVID staycation. Again, this is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk, and we're on day 186 of the temporary lockdown in Tulare County, the lockdown to bend the spread to protect our hospitals. You still have to eat outside in our restaurants, our massage parlors, spas, nail places. Most of those folks cannot be open. If you get a haircut, it's with a limited capacity, wearing masks while they do it, so they can't trim your beard and mustache. All of that to protect us from the COVID virus, which, according to Joe Biden, if we would have all just worn masks, wouldn't have killed anyone. That's right, it wouldn't have killed anyone. And a CNN medical expert says that he knows if we would have just been all wearing masks, there'd be almost no deaths, that this cloth face mask will prevent every flu, every virus from now in the future. All we have to do is wear our face masks all the time. Yeah, this is the wacky presidential election phase where anybody can be an expert and anybody will say anything. And I am an expert on real estate and real property values. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk, and I'll be right back where we'll talk about what's going to happen next in this market. How tight is it? Is it so tight that you can't buy? Is it a good time to sell? Listen to Real Talk, and I'll be right back to give you those answers.